Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, drones for short, they're not yet commonplace in Kentucky farm fields, but says Michael Sama in UK's Biosystems and Ag Engineering, the remote control devices may eventually become commonplace tools for farmers.
Yeah, actually, I think it's going to work in just about any application where we're doing any type of scouting. There's probably not a lot of people in the state right now that are using UAVs to manage their wheat fields, but I think we're going to see that more and more in the next couple of years.
Sama will do a presentation on UAVs at the May 12 UK Wheat Field Day in Princeton. He says currently most UAV use is low-scale, hobby application, which can be very useful in looking at crop conditions or checking on a baby calf and mama cow.
Yeah, some of the systems actually have live video feeds, so they have what's called first-person view, where either you wear a headset or you're flying by looking at a video feed of the actual UAV. But that video can also be recorded in post-process. So for someone that just wants to fly a UAV up in the air and try to find things to go look at on the ground, that's the perfect type of application where they can use the UAV to kind of spot a problem area and then walk out to that specific location in the field and see what the actual issue is.
At 200 feet or so, they're safe and can check out a field just over the hill, providing an acre view remotely at a glance. We'll be right back.
You know Kentucky 811, the people you call before you dig? Well, now you can click before you dig at 811now.com. 811 Now is an easier, faster online system to make sure your home or contractor project goes off without a hitch. It's the same effective process as calling 811. Plus, you can review all of your answers before submitting, making sure the correct information is sent. So the next digging project you have, be safe and save time. Go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
The Federal Aviation Administration is still formulating final rules and guidelines for approved UAV use, but UK's Michael Sama says, with an asterisk, UAV use is just over the horizon.
We don't really recommend that people jump on it just yet. I think waiting for a year or two until those rules are solidified, just to make sure that they don't get themselves in trouble with, you know, a fine or any kind of regulation issues. But I think that in the next couple of years, it's going to be a great application for them.
Again, Sama will be a presenter on this topic at the May 12 UK Field Day in Princeton and suspects it might be wise for farmers to try commercial services first.
Absolutely. There's going to be custom operators that operate a UAV company that'll offer to come and fly your fields just like a conventional aircraft system would, but the deployment's going to be a lot easier, so the ability to fly in different conditions and more regularly will be a big advantage by using UAS. And I also think that there's going to be lower cost systems that farmers can purchase themselves.
Details of the Wheat Field Day available at local extension offices. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.